On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning came on your smile.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Welcome to the program. It's Tuesday, and if it's Tuesday, it's Tuesday, Tori. Like Taco
right.
Tuesday, it's that kind of thing.
Are there tacos involved? Because I wasn't told.
Not necessarily. We'll see what happens.
I love Taco Bell.
Anything with a T works today.
Excellent. That would be me.
That's you. Tori, by the way, as you probably know, is an actress. She is a humorist, and she's an oracle. I don't even understand the third thing, but she is that anyway. She has an uncanny ability.
You dubbed me an oracle, and I have run with it, so that's right.
It's true. Weird times. Here we are. It's weird times, but here we are nonetheless.
Yes, it's always weird times, but sometimes they get weirder. Yeah. But, you know, that could be one of these times.
Well, we can be your escape here from the normal chaos, so here we go. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun for me, I'll tell you that. You know what I have done, Tori, and I mentioned on yesterday's show, is I've gotten a lot of stuff done.
You know, I've been reading that. If you go on social media, you see there's all these ideas of how you can be filling time.
Yeah,
kids out of school, whatever. What are you doing?
I'm cleaning everything or straightening things up or organizing things.
Oh my God, I do that normally. something else to do.
I know. Right. I mean, I do it normally too, but not to this extent. I moved a chair. I actually moved the chair from
one. Yeah, I haven't moved anything. Yeah. All right, good for you. Yeah, okay, I see where you're going with this. All right.
What do you call that? Feng shui?
Maybe. I just go into drawers now, like old junk drawers, and I sit down and I pull the drawer. I start going through it. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Actually, it is. The things you find are exhilarating.
Exactly.
I came across love letters from my first love when I was like... when I was like something like 15, 16 years old.
Oh my God, you saved them? That's awesome. I used to save mine, but I was afraid someone would find them, and I tossed them years ago.
I didn't know I had them. I really, seriously did not know I had them.
Oh.
I was going
That's so cool.
I was going through a box that like I hadn't opened like since I was first moved from my first apartment.
That's the best.
Yeah. What a throwback, and what a slap in the face of reality. That I actually was in love to that extent. My God, I was a melted piece of cheese.
Well, I'll do you one better. I have pictures of I think everybody.
Yeah.
Oh. I saved pictures.
Oh. Did you have to hide them?
I did. I mean, I still lost a lot of pictures, but maybe some in the tornado. I don't remember. But I have pictures. In the last, 25 years of my relationships.
Yeah, sure. You know, you got to. I'll tell you, it's a little sad in the sense I got older. When you're inside your skin, you look in the mirror here and there, but you get so used to it because it's a daily thing. But when you go back to when you were in your 20s or something.
That makes me sad, to look at that a little down.
It's like, wow. Wow, I didn't know I changed that much.
Yeah,
I
know.
And how stupidly I dressed. I mean, I look like a moron.
I dressed pretty good. No, women, girls probably dress better than guys. I just
no. Are you kidding me with the puffy hair and the 17-inch collars? Give me a break. And then the horse pants. My God, for a while, the pants came up to your belly button. kind of.
Oh, right, right. That's going back into when you get older that happens again.
Yeah, there's all different styles, and everybody looked horrible. I don't know. I don't understand.
But it reminds me of something I was going to talk about, which is the word recent.
Yes.
Because that was not recent. Are we clear on that?
Correct. That is definitely
you and I
recent.
Are clear on that.
Yes.
Right. Okay. But listen, boyfriend, when he says recent, it can mean a decade. I think in terms of a month or maybe a year. So he says recent, and it could be where for. I mean, is that normal? Do people do that?
All right, I'm going to tell you something. I think on this one, I'm on boyfriend's team.
Oh no!
I do consider anything after 2000 or at least 2010.
Oh my gosh!
Let's say 2010. That was recent.
You guys are like simpatico or something.
Well, it depends on how old you are, first of all.
I think you guys are very close in age, so maybe
probably.
It's a thing. Because
that was like, before the turn of the century, it was a totally different thing. Before 1800.
That's a great song by Yes, by the way, Turn of the Century, which not many people know.
Know that.
I like that song by Yes. It's one of their, not as popular albums.
You would figure there would be a tribute band for Yes called No.
Yeah, that would put, that's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's not a tribute, it's a slap in the face.
Is a slap in the face also poignant for social reasons, just say no. So it would actually have a lot of meaning.
Okay. Well, maybe that's out there. We haven't even Googled.
Yeah.
So it could even be a thing already.
Now, recent, what is recent to you?
Oh, I just said like maybe a month or maybe a year.
Yeah, listen.
But recent is not a decade. That's not recent. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to disagree with the two of you here. I can't use that word for that.
I can't. I do not. I don't. First of all, I don't admit it's 2020. I never did, and I never will. It can't be that already. It just
feels like we should
have
flying saucers. I know. It just sounds so bizarre.
Well, it can't be that far along. I mean, yesterday I was brushing my teeth. It's amazing.
You should do that every day.
Okay. Well, recently I did.
Well, there's another word. Is the word, and I might have talked about this before, it's called chillax, and I hate when people use that. That's one of my peeves and trigger words, chillax. Is chillax. It's chill and relax. Somebody combined it and thought they were clever.
I never. No.
So stop that. Stop that word right now.
Yeah. Yeah, this generation is so freaking cute. Coming up with their own words and stuff. It's just, I don't even know what to
What about another? There's an older word, though. That's not even new. This is our generation, which is still being used. How about crack your head open? Now, when I picture that, I picture someone falling and just their head just like a melon.
Yeah,
why are we still saying that? I still heard it the other day. You're going to crack your head open. Yeah. Or I might even say it.
Yeah.
What are we trying to imply here? Has that ever happened?
That would be the no, I don't think, unless you're an egg. I think Humpty Dumpty had a very bad experience.
We don't even know he was an egg. Does it ever say he was an egg? That's another creepy fairy tale.
Yeah, maybe he just
nursery
had like,
rhyme.
A, like a head condition.
Well, Humpty Dumpty. And how could horses put them together again?
Oh, horses are very skilled back then. They because they have horse glue in their hoofs.
No, they were glue. I think they turned horses into glue, the glue factory.
Look,
isn't that creepy too?
It's a kid's thing.
It's all creepy. Nursery rhymes are creepy.
They are creepy. They're very sadistic. They're horrible, and children love them. And this is why they like Halloween.
I
think we talked about this. You don't mind that. You like scary films, right?
I do. I watch some other people won't even watch.
I will not watch them at all because I think that if someone watches it, there's something wrong with them. Because how could you sit there and knowingly watch people getting mauled and their heads cracked open and blood.
Like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah,
I don't know.
How could do that? It's also some of the crime things, too, where they shoot people and then blood splits all over the wall behind them. It's like,
did that to Justin Bieber? On Justin Bieber on that show like years ago, they had one of those crime shows.
I wish I could remember the one.
It was like NCIS or one of those, ding-dong shows.
Oh.
And, they had Justin Bieber was like, he starred on it when he was a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And they just killed him full of bullets.
Oh, I take it back then. Oh, then it is worth it.
See, I knew you would like that one, and I thought I told you about this a long time ago. You would really like this. Go on YouTube and just click up Justin Bieber, crime show shot, and I'm sure they have the whole scene where he's surrounded by on the middle of the street.
Oh,
and
there must be a lot of hits. It's got to be a lot of hits.
you'd have a great time. So see, be careful what you say. You might be wrong.
That's a shame. I love that. Okay.
It is.
Yeah, but otherwise, no. I don't. It's just odd. And
otherwise, no.
I don't want to talk about Halloween because it's not even near us. That's too recent.
Well, I can talk about one more thing that people say, and this is something that I don't like, and I know you don't like it. It's when people, these girls, they just say, excuse me, and they're all entitled and snooty, like, I'm going to give you a chance to correct what you're saying. Doesn't it? I mean, who says that? It's usually a chick, and she's all, you know, with her coach bag or fake coach bag.
So using the term excuse me, not that I didn't hear you, but excuse me, like you actually said
what
that to me?
What did you Yes,
oh.
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's a thing. And I've talked to people and they admit doing it, but they're not going to change. But I'm not going to do it. I like to say really, but that's like a different thing. It's not excuse me.
Well, that's no. Really is the same. Because someone said something and you're questioning that they even said that. You really? You meant to say that?
Yeah, you can just correct that and do it the right way now.
Yeah.
How dare you disrespect me?
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm just tired of it. You know what? I'll just say you heard me. You got a problem?
You heard me, right? I meant it the first time. It's not.
Yeah. You need a hearing aid too. Excuse you. Yeah. No, I will not excuse you.
We've talked about this. My biggest thing is no problem. Anytime someone says that to me, I stop in my tracks. And, I need to correct them, but I don't because it's social distancing. So I don't do it. But I feel like these people need to be corrected. There was no inference that I was bothering you.
I know. They're never going to learn
would
that.
Why would you even have it? No, they don't. They don't understand anything.
They're not.
They understand nothing. They really don't. They're kids. They're kids. They shouldn't even be left out of the womb.
Well, what I do also do with my time, which I've been doing for some time, not just because everybody's supposedly in or something, is webcams. And you and I have talked about how you used to watch webcams a long time ago
porno,
or whatever.
Porno.
No, webcams like, you know, they're live cams. Like you see like a street corner you know, an ocean or something.
Yes.
You were just watching.
Yes.
So they have nature ones, which I love too. You're watching the animals and stuff. Because that's always great. You know, who gets to a zoo?
Well, Tor, you know all about this Eagle Cam, and I don't. So I have on the phone right now a guest. Crystal Slusher joins us now. She's a digital marketing specialist and so much more with the American Eagle Foundation. Tori told us about you, Crystal, and she's fascinated by what you do. This is an organization to protect eagles. Is it the American Eagle specifically?
It's all birds of prey, actually.
Oh, very good.
So, yeah, we are a nonprofit organization that cares for about 63 different types of birds of prey that can no longer survive in the wild on their own, in addition to using the bald eagle cams as a platform to educate the public.
Right. And there are various locations across the country where there are cameras set up, live cameras, live web cameras, where people can actually watch the life of an eagle or a nest. This is what Tori was fixated on for the longest time, and she kept telling us about it. It's fascinating. How long have you been doing this?
I have actually been with the foundation since 2013, but I've been watching bald eagle cams on my own since 2008.
Wow. What is the situation with the eagles specifically, and of course other birds of prey? Is this is this an effort to keep things normal, or are we in a bad situation as far as the numbers are concerned?
As far as the numbers are concerned, in Florida, we're actually at saturation levels. So the population of bald eagles is doing very, very well in Florida.
Very good.
Yes.
But in other parts of the country, not necessarily?
There are some parts of the country that are still, the population is not what it should be. And that's due to habitat loss and things like that.
Yeah. What about as far as hunting is concerned? I mean, in many situations, that causes great problems with the population. Is that affected in this situation?
Some bald eagles, there is a demographic of bald eagles that are still being shot, and they're still widely one of the most persecuted birds. Lead shot is a major problem for what we see in rehab settings, where they will eat a gut pile that has lead shot in it, and it can cause them to die very quickly, and just with a very little amount. Sometimes we can get them in time to treat them, and but that treatment is very expensive, and sometimes the lasting effects, the neurological lasting effects, cause them to be in a rehabilitation setting for the rest of their lives. So they become ambassadors and, educational ambassadors. Mm-hmm. So we try to do what we can as far as placing them with other organizations or within our organization.
I would assume that this is a costly venture and that you need financial support from people like ourselves and other facets.
Right. Yeah, it is very costly. Rehab is a costly venture for any rehabilitation center. So back when before I even started working with AEF, I used to do some fundraising on the side to help with offset the cost of the rehabilitators. A lot of them were mom and pop rehabilitators. They didn't receive any kind of funding. And like AEF, we don't receive any kind of funding either. We are solely reliant on donations and corporate sponsorships.
Right. The coolest part of this and the way to get people involved is for them to actually look at these live webcams. Tell me what we can see on these cameras.
So what you would see is the unscripted life of a bald eagle. So it will take you through mating, courtship, nest building, hatching, incubation of eggs, hatching, raising of the eaglets, and them eventually flying off into their own world.
Is this focused on a nest particularly, or is it a larger focus?
It's focused on the nest. Mm-hmm. So we have several cams around the country. Mm-hmm. So we have two in Florida. We have one inside of Washington, D.C. That's at the National Arboretum. Mm-hmm. And we also feature our captive nest, which is birds that have come into us injured and can no longer survive in the wild. And they have come to our facility and they've been put into a section called Pick a Mate. And they have chosen each other as mates, and now we have given them the opportunity to live out their lives as naturally as possible, even though they can't live in the wild. So we'll build them a nest, but we'll provide materials for them to build up their own nest and add and fortify that nest with grasses and sticks and things like that. They will do the raising of their eaglets. And once they're of a certain age and progression, we will release those birds into the wild. So far, we've released, as of last year, we released 176 bald eagles.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Yeah. There is a way for people to contribute. I know that you have memberships where people can do that and then also enjoy the fruits of the webcams as well.
Right. The webcams are absolutely free, and if people feel compelled to donate, that's completely up to them. We appreciate any donation, big or small, and that can be done straight through the Eagle Cam site itself. So if you were to go to Eagle, there is a tab along the top that features all of our live cams.
I'm sorry, the website again? That didn't come through.
Eagles.org.
Eagles.org. Well, that's simple enough.
Yes.
You did a good job of marketing there alone, I'm telling you. It's not hard to
remember. It was in the books way before I came along.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How did you develop your love for this particular situation? I mean, I know that you've done other things, but what just brought you here?
Well, I started off as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. I actually lived in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
And I started off as a volunteer moderator, just educating people about bald eagles. Yeah. And
but again, where did that come from? Where did that bird? I mean, was it a childhood thing? Or?
It was. I've always been a big fan of nature, and my dad was a very outdoorsy person. So I grew up outside, and I had never seen a bald eagle until I had become an adult. Mm. They were just not seen.
Right.
And Once I saw one, it was just so impactful to me that it developed into a passion.
Yeah, they're very masterful, and it is incredible. There's a wildlife education place near the studio here, and mm-hmm. every once in a while they'll bring out owls and other birds and a bald eagle once, and it was like, wow, that just knocks you off your feet, the amazing stature of these birds.
Yeah, and the passion with bald eagles grew into a passion for birds of prey, mm-hmm. and so I learned to appreciate, you know, exactly what their role in life is out here. They're here for a reason, right. And you know, that's it. They play an important role in our environment, and we have to be so, so careful. When I learned about DDT and how we almost lost them, mm-hmm. it was very eye-opening to me, you know, using rodenticides and things like that, because they are scavengers. So if someone poisons a rat mm-hmm. or a mouse, and mm-hmm. another bird of prey comes along and eats that, mm-hmm. it can cause a secondary poisoning. Mm-hmm. So it's a very chain effect.
It is. It is.
So...
It is. It's part of everything, and it makes the more humans get involved in taking care of animals, they realize they're really taking care of themselves and the entire system, and that's really where everybody's head should be at. And I always look at children who are fascinated by animals because that's you need that when you're growing up. You need to have an appreciation and a sensitivity toward
absolutely.
Toward
other, and our bald eagle cams are great in that sense, because we actually host classroom chats for children. Mm-hmm. So we educate them very early on. We try to get into the schools when we go on programs and do events and things like that. We try to go into the schools and give an educational presentation, and we talk to them about, you know, rides and lead poisoning, just different things that they can do, you know. Just doing our best to be good conservationists.
Yeah, I bet everybody sits there with their mouths drawn open when they see these animals. You can see them on TV and that kind of thing, or even maybe from a distance. But when you see them up close, it's like you've never seen this before.
Yeah, it's a beauty that can't be described.
Yeah. Well, Crystal, thanks for doing what you do. That's for sure, and thanks for talking to us about it. And we do encourage people to take a look at these webcams and to contribute and donate, because it is for a good cause. It's eagles.
Absolutely. Can I plug one more thing before we go?
Absolutely.
So this year we're doing a nationwide cleanup. We're trying to get someone from every state to host a cleanup in their area. And we're doing it on American Eagle Day, which is June 20th. And so if you would like to sign up, you can go to our website, eagles.org, and look under Take Action and click on American Eagle Day 2020.
Perfect. Pleasure speaking to you, Crystal.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. You take care. Well, thank you, Tori, for setting that up with Crystal.
I actually joined them. I became an Eagle Eye
member. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, so it helps. All the money helps them, and I thought that was a great thing to do, because I watch all the time. I'm so invested in these, and so is everyone watching. There's a little chat area, and everybody's all excited. So I can't go a day now without. And when they fly away, I'm going to be so, so sad.
How long have you been watching this?
Oh, since like August, last summer.
Have you gone through an entire cycle where there was an egg and then the bird finally flies away?
This is a new couple. There's the eagles. They're a new pair. They're first time parents.
Marge and Bob.
I think it's Samson.
They do have names.
They do have names, actually. I wish I could remember the other one right now, but it's got some noise in the background.
It doesn't matter, I guess.
Yeah. Right. And the fledglings are number 22 and 23. They're not fledgling, eaglets. And one's a little one and one's bigger, and the big one sometimes tries to bully the little one because it's got that raptor mentality, so it's very hard to watch. So if you're watching, you got to take a breath and I guess be easy. It gets upsetting. But I just think it's great, and I'm going to be really sad when that happens.
Then will they focus on another pair of eggs or another egg?
I'm not really sure if they lay the eggs in January or February. I think it is. So it'll be a while.
So the birds can be there for quite. I don't know how long.
And the birds will be. I mean, I can still watch the adults fly and do all that stuff. Right.
Wow. Yeah, these are birds of prey, right?
They are. They are.
Very and so similar to Mike Pence, who prays.
They nest near water. Yes. Right. Mike Pence. Which is a great segue to my one Trump thing I want to bring up, because he's still the president, last I checked, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
But it's mostly about their supporters, his supporters. And I feel like they have, and you'll agree with me, a knee-jerk reaction when it comes to handouts.
Yes.
It's like they work for their money. The Democrats don't? Okay. Correct. I have come to the obvious conclusion that this is their rationale for supporting charities. They can say, prove even, that they do care about the less fortunate, because I see on Facebook pages, almost all that I've run across have a donation post for St. Jude's. That's the most popular one, St. So it can alleviate their guilt by rationalizing, you know, that they're, you know, They decide who gets their money. The deserving get their money. Well, you know, then they feel like they're doing that.
Okay. Well, that would
be all over the place. I've seen it.
Yeah. I get it. I guess, yeah, I think that is the bottom line. What you just said is they decide who gets the money, as opposed to handing everything out that the Democrats apparently do.
It's always St. Jude's. Oh, we give to the kids with cancer. So we're off the hook.
Yeah.
Don't you call me. I care.
Yeah.
Please.
I see. Yep. I don't think that completely absolves anybody, but whatever.
It doesn't absolve them at all. Yeah. They, in their own mind, it does.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
God. Did you see the pictures of the crowded airports, people, Americans coming back from overseas? They had a couple of days to get home. And
did they quarantine them?
Well, no. What happened, there's only like three or four airports that they were able to return to. And instead of getting ready to bring them in to test them and make sure that they were healthy and then go through Border Patrol and the whole bit, you know, for, you know.
Right.
So it was a longer wait. Instead of having one long line with, like, space in between them, there was no semblance of organization at any of these airports.
No.
And people were packed in like they were at Wembley Stadium watching a Queen concert.
Oh, my God. And you got to be 3 feet apart. 3 feet apart, I read.
they were inches apart, if that, for hours and hours in these airports. And I got so mad. You're telling us to social distance. And you, one guy in there, if there's one guy or girl.
You know there is.
There's got to be. There's got to be.
The odds. Come on.
You've just infected everybody because you're so stupid. I mean, God, that was just, I could not believe what I was seeing. The images are still online because they're just so amazingly, it's just, you can't fathom the stupidity.
Well, there is stupidity, because you go on Facebook Marketplace and people are still buying and selling things. And, you know, you have to go to their house. They're like, come on in. I don't got no virus. Virus?
Yeah, I mean, that's still
it's
bad.
It's risky, but no one cares.
But, I mean, when you're putting like thousands of people.
One by one.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is to me, it's very typical of the Trump administration coming up with something that, yes, should be done, but having no execution plans whatsoever.
No ideas
on how to do it.
Well, I went to a funeral last week.
Oh.
And, you know, you're supposed to do peace be with you, you know, in the church.
Yes.
So I turn around and you're touching everyone's hand and I say, coronavirus be with you.
Did they still do that? Or was this before they started
distancing? No, this was last week. So,
oh, my God.
And it was everyone laughed.
I thought churches had stopped that.
That's a funeral.
Oh, funeral. Oh, okay.
But still, the thing is, Ron, everyone laughed when I did it. It was so hilarious.
That's
because
so funny.
Then why did everyone laugh? Coronavirus be with you. You got to be me doing it with the voice and the whole bowing and touching.
You made it funny. Okay, you made it funny.
I made it funny.
Oh yeah. All right. So you did. You did a Catholic thing.
They laughed.
Oh, I got
they
you.
All laughed.
Well, that is funny. Then it is.
There
funny.
You go.
See, that's part of your title.
You're
a humorist. You're a humorist.
And my oracleness knew they would think it was funny. And they did.
That's,
I wasn't offending anyone.
Gee, that's a good question. If somebody had passed, would I now go to a funeral with a large gathering of people?
Oh, see? There you go. You got to think about this.
I probably would not. I'd figure they're already dead.
Well, they're trying to take me with them. No, no.
I mean, have a little bit of sense here. I mean, you know, it ain't going to hurt you, but... I know you go to support the family, but I think there's other ways of doing that. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I admit I'm a little paranoid, but at the same time, I've got this thing in the back of my head that says, this will pass.
Right.
And it will. Oh, yeah. It definitely will pass. Just a question of how
it's going to take out a few more people first, but, you know.
Yeah, and it's also going. It's going to change our lives. I really believe
you would hope that people would learn. There's a lesson in everything.
There is, but I think people are going to be a little more stucky piley for the rest of their lives. From now. Stucky piley. That's my
with
new
the toilet
word.
Paper and stuff.
Yeah,
and the hand sanitizer.
Stucky piley.
Gonna be a lot of mummies for Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, wrap them up in that.
Oh, definitely,
toilet paper.
There's gonna be plenty if there's any left. Yes, indeed.
All their leftover. Yeah. I mean,
no, I think there'll be plenty of supplies because you gotta have some thriving business.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's no question. Well, anyway, but you got to keep laughing and you got to keep moving and stuff like that. And as you say, find stuff to do in the home that occupy yourself.
There's plenty. People are going to get organized now. Like you're saying, you're moving chairs. It's perfect. It's wonderful.
The only people I feel bad for, not the only, are people that will be losing their jobs or have already lost them. They're not going to get paid because there is no job to go to because it's shut down. And paying the bills and all that, and this is a tax season where people, some of them owe money or just try to get
your money back. I filed mine. They can't arrest me anymore. I'm no Wesley Snipes. I filed my taxes.
Right. I have a feeling this will be this tax deadline will be delayed by quite a few weeks.
That's okay. I was ahead of the curve this time.
No problem. Then you get your money back faster.
That's right. It's on its way, man. Yeah, direct deposit, though. Don't send me no paper check with any viruses on it. And put it right in there. Thank you.
You know the rule for washing your hands, don't you?
20 seconds.
Yeah, you're supposed to sing the Happy Birthday to You song twice.
Well, that's, you know what? I got a buddy in England, and he said that's all their government is telling them to do is wash their hands and sing happy birthday. He said, at least you think you got it bad over there? That's the only thing they're telling us to do.
They're not even social distancing there?
No.
Really?
Not as of when he told me this 2 days ago.
Well, that was rather recent.
Recent, not 10 years ago. Recent.
That was within 10 years, my God.
That was within a month even, within a week.
All right. I think that's a different level of recent.
Yeah, you know, just now he said in England they're saying just wash your hands there for 20 seconds, sing happy birthday, and that's the level of their protection for their population.
Well, that's why you can't come here anymore.
That's why our family emigrated, I think.
Yeah,
oh my God. A chance.
Oh my God, little tea doesn't help. Tea helps. Yeah, you know, not great for your teeth, but you know it's good for you anyway. Yeah, it's crazy stuff. I have no idea. I don't even know. I'm spending a lot of time on the internet, and I'm finding. See, here's what I didn't know before, I didn't think about it. I always thought that all the websites toward the top of the page, after the ads, were the real ones, and then all the ones that were like 3-4 pages down, those are probably fake. And I realized. No, that's not necessarily the case at all.
No, Ron, you're such a noob.
I know. I mean, you can tell when you actually read them. But now there are so many people who are either taking advantage of others or throwing out false information or just trying to get a rise out of people to scare them in order to make them read their thing. I just like, this is
when the bandits thrive. Yeah. You know, they're buying up stuff and selling it online for a lot more money.
Well, in a sense, that's America.
That's capitalism for you.
It is. I mean, that's part of how it operates all the time, actually, supply and demand. I mean, that's supposed to be our deal here.
Yeah, you can't ration things, though, one for you and one for you, not 10 for you. I mean, I've seen signs on doors, or two per customer.
Oh, that's fine. You can ration if you're if you have the goods to ration and you're a business or something. But if you're an individual, you're going to turn around, take it, sell it for five times as much.
Right.
I know. Everybody be careful. Good times. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Actually, when I go to the bathroom, that's the only time I find solace.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. You close
not
the door.
Not in your house all by yourself.
Doesn't matter. Even if you are in your
house.
You need
that room. You need that room.
You need that room. You need that. That's your place. Nothing happens in there except for the obvious. And sometimes that doesn't even happen.
Do you bring your phone in the bathroom? Did we talk about this?
I used to. I don't do that anymore because I get distracted. And also, it's apparently dirty.
Right. I told you that about 2 months ago. Yeah. Very recently. They did studies. The telephones are very, very dirty. And that's because people recently bring them into public bathrooms.
Yes.
And if you're there, and that's the worst place for them. I just take a wipe on my phone, one of those hand sanitizing wipes. And just wipe my phone down.
I've never taken my phone out in the public. What, do people take their phones out in public bathrooms? Seriously?
I've never done that either, but I mean, I wipe it down regardless. I would just like to wipe my phone clean.
I understand that. I don't, The only thing that I may do that I've stopped doing is putting my phone down on the counter of the table or the bar. And I
because you're aware of it.
Well, no. You know, because I figure, oh my God, if someone calls me, I've got to be there, which is stupid. That's stupid even to do that. It's just stupid to do that. And I admit that I am a slave to this electronic device. I think I told you once I got in my car and I started driving, or even I think it was walking around the block, and I left the house and I was like a minute away and I actually went back. Oh my God, I don't have my phone. So what? But I went back and I got it.
Right.
And I think we all do that, but that's...
No, I don't do that.
Oh, Tori.
Not all. So no, you can't say all, because I don't even care, really. I mean, I leave it charging on the thing, and I just walk around, live my life. And who cares? I don't care. But I'm different, maybe. I'm a little too different. But once I did lose a phone down a public toilet.
Excuse me?
Not because I was using it, but because it fell out of my pocket when I leaned over. I mean, this is 2005.
Oh, recently.
So this is a long... Right, there you go. And it was back this now I have a waterproof phone, so they can't get me now. Mm-hmm. But that back then I had one of those flip phones, and so that was the end. As soon as it hit the water, you're done.
Oh, there's no question about it.
I fished it out of the public toilet too.
No, you had to pour rice in it
I didn't know about that. But when I say public toilet, it was a building where I worked, so it's not like it was a Walmart. It wasn't really, really public.
But other people used it besides...
Other people used it. Not a family. Lot of people. It was a law firm. Right. Not a lot of people. I was a paralegal. Lot of people used this bathroom. But still, the fact is, it dropped down, and that was stupid, and I made sure that never happened again. See, there's a lesson in everything. All failures, there's still lessons.
I think it was Barack Obama who said that these are teachable moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. They are.
They are. It is.
Right. For those who are willing to learn.
Not the ignorant people don't count. They shouldn't even be involved in the census, to be honest with you. I got something in the mail from the census people. I don't know what that means. From the government, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to fill this form out online, and it's the 2020 census, and it's asking me personal questions. And I feel like saying I don't think I should be, I don't care to answer. They asked me if I was Caucasian. And I thought, tell?
But no, I mean, aren't these like optional questions? Or are they mandatory questions?
That was that particular one, I believe, was mandatory. I think the one about the salary. I think the salary was optional. I think.
Right. Okay.
But I understand also why they would need that information. But you got my taxes. Look it up.
Right. I mean, that's a demographic thing. They want to know how many of the certain races are in the country.
I know. And I don't run.
I don't, unless someone's chasing me.
Right, exactly. And
if I'm running, you better run too. After
you better run faster than me. Right. Yeah, I don't. I get very paranoid about giving out personal information, which is why I don't do a lot of online purchases.
Identity theft. It's a thing, people.
It is a big thing. Companies are spending more money on security than they are on their actual product, which is absurd. This generation started this crap.
Well, hackers are out there right at this moment they're getting your information, someone's information. Right now, they never stop. This is what they're doing with their downtime. Yeah. They're at their computers trying to bring down society. Yeah.
You know that do not call list is a sham. It's a sham and a scam. Mm-hmm. If somebody calls you on a do not call list, a robocall, whatever the case may be, the government does absolutely nothing about it. You can report it, but then they say, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Nothing is done because they can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, hey, we've complained a lot.
It's a
good session. Oh, sure. What a wonderful way to make money when this is all over. Instead of being a psychologist or psychiatrist, do like a get it off your chest session
over the phone,
so you don't even have to see people or even know who they are. It can be anonymous.
Just imagine what they look like, though. I like to do that. When I hear a voice, I like to imagine if I've never seen them.
Yeah,
what
imagine
they look
is
like.
Good. Yeah, because
I'm always wrong.
If they send a picture, it doesn't matter. It's not really them, and or it's them when they were.
No, I Google them. It's usually someone that has a profession. I can look them up, and I do. I want to see who I'm talking to afterwards.
Wow, what a great idea! Have an online gripe session. It's harmless, mm-hmm. And then you know, but the responder, that would be us. We would go, yeah, I know, I know.
They want more than that. They don't want just someone to, misery loves company. They want some ideas, some jokes. Lighten it up.
Really? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Take your humorist out of the closet and apply it.
This could be a new business.
Like the book. Like the brochure.
All right, don't go there. All right.
We have many ideas. We'll never see the light of day, but that's okay because in our minds, it was perfect and we're millionaires right now.
Right, right. Well, I'm spending as we speak.
That's okay. Right.
All right. Well, this has been a wonderful gripe session for us, I assume that a lot of people feel the same way, but I have no idea.
Right. Well, we'll never know, will we?
No.
Well, so encouraging.
Well, we won't. Okay, we'll do this again next week, huh?
We shall. Every Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. I'll bring tacos next week.
Okay. Well, bring yourself because you begin with a T.
Thank you.
Okay. She's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam, and we wish you peace.